Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Trump to run for speaker? Interim speaker ordered Pelosi out of the office forthwith. Sent her an eviction notice. I love it. Hillary is considering reprogramming for what she calls the MAGA cult members. Newsom injecting himself beyond his authority again. This time, meddling with the people's right of consent. Genital mutilation industry rooted in love of money. Who's surprised? Well, I guess Biden thinks it's time now to build the wall. And then this note from Anon. I'll call it what time it is. And I'll tell you for sure, I don't think it's time to get another vax. Failed the first time around. Won't do any better this time. My friends! It's time for your brain massage.
Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
So, Trump to run for speaker? Well, it's actually not true. He's not going to do that. But as late as yesterday, Trump talked like he was up for it. In fact, he said he planned to travel to D.C. and to be there during the hearings and so on, and he said if they invited him to take the gavel, he would likely oblige. But then, only a few hours later, he endorsed Jim Jordan. So that blew over rather quickly. I remember when there was a lot of buzz about Trump taking the gavel from Nancy. Some were even going so far as to make that a prediction. It would have been fun to watch, wouldn't it? Nancy hand the gavel to Trump. But alas, it was not to be, mon chéri. Chéri, that means sweetheart, doesn't it? Or dear one? Mon chéri, my sweetheart. Sometimes my brain supplies rhyme where I don't need or want it. Anyway, you know, however, the Bible uses a similar expression when speaking of the saints. My beloved. Okay, so it's a French version of my beloved. According to the House rules, so long as Trump is under indictment for felony charges carrying the potential sentence of 2 or more years, he is barred from holding office. Now, in other words, it's against the House rules. But the rules aren't laws. That's not legislated. They are not enforceable, they except within the House. And they have not been enforced consistently. Anyway, at this point, it's a moot case because Trump has thrown his endorsement behind Jim Jordan. Scalise is singing the I Can Get Consensus song. I don't think that guy would attend a David Duke rally and claim he's a Duke without the baggage, can offer himself as somebody who isn't carrying some baggage of his own, you know, some weights in his own bag. I think Jim Jordan is a much better known quantity. I'm with Trump on this one. I'm for Jim. Interim Speaker ordered Pelosi out of her office forthwith. I sent her an eviction notice. The interim speaker from North Carolina no sooner picked up the speaker's gavel then he sent an eviction notice to Pelosi. He wrote, quote, please vacate the space tomorrow. The room will be rekeyed, end quote. Now, that's a pretty good show of an ability to use power and authority in an effective way to make a point. That's a pretty good start to his temporary job as speaker. And as Rush so often told us, you know, the aggressor sets the rules of engagement. And this is the way the Democrats play. Now, can you believe this? Listen to Hillary.
Very strong partisans in both parties in the past. And we had very bitter battles over all kinds of things, gun control and climate change and the economy and taxes. But there wasn't this little tail of extremism waving, you know, wagging the dog of the Republican Party as it is today. Mm-hmm. And sadly, so many of those extremists, those MAGA extremists, take their marching orders from Donald Trump, who has no credibility left by any measure. He's only in it for himself. He's now defending himself in civil actions and criminal actions. And when do they break with him? You know, because at some point, you know, maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members, but something needs to happen.
Wow, where do you start with this woman? I mean, right? Where do the lies begin and the truth end? I think the truth ends the moment she opens her mouth. Now, I've watched this witch develop from a young attorney who was fired by her boss, Jerry Zeifman, who himself was a lifelong old-school Democrat. By old-school, I mean the kind of Democrat that had some conscience remaining about things like truth and justice and freedom of speech, stuff like that, who believed it was wrong to lie in order to advance a political agenda. Hillary Rodham, at the time, was on the committee to impeach Nixon, and Zeifman fired her and refused to give her a recommendation. He was asked why. He said, quote, because she was a liar, end quote. And he said that she was an unethical, dishonest lawyer. Her boss said she, quote, conspired to violate the Constitution, the rules of the House, the rules of the committee, and the rules of confidentiality, end quote. So what did Hillary, Marshall, Dorr, and Nussbaum conspire to do? Well, they conspired to deny Richard Nixon the right to counsel during the investigation. She had already begun to drink deeply from the poisonous Alinsky cup. She already had dedicated her soul to the lie and the father of it. Like her mentor, Saul Alinsky, who dedicated his book Rules for Radicals to Lucifer, Hillary apparently volunteered to be a mistress of darkness. Now, you just heard her say she thinks the MAGA cult members need deprogramming. What a devil. Now, you heard her, her little bit about the a little tail of extremism waving, you know, wagging the dog of the Republican Party as it is today. The MAGA extremists take their marching orders from Donald Trump, right? Blah, 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 the same old drivel. Who has no credibility left, she says. What? In any measure, only in it for himself. Excuse me? He never took a check from us while he served as president. He's now defending himself in civil action, she says, criminal action. Yeah, bogus nonsense where you should be the one dressed in a jumpsuit and perp walked into your jail cell, lady. Unbelievable. But you see, anyway, she goes on to say at the end of this little tirade, she says that when do they break with him? And if you had to watch it, if you look at her little cocky, tilted head and that little wicked evil grin, right? That knowing grin, as if she's got some machination, some plan hatching in her wicked mind. You see, my friend, that's the agenda. That's their target. It's you. It's me. It's those of us who are MAGA Americans, who want to make America great again. How amazing that they've, well, among themselves at least, contrived to make that a dirty word. To the Democrat, it's a dirty word to say, make America great again. Think about that. She goes on to say, because, you know, at some point, you know, maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members. But something needs to happen. Did you hear that? You heard it with your own ears, folks. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. You can almost see the green sulfur puff like foul clouds from her mouth belch from the hellish fiend she serves. If you listen, and especially if you watch, Hillary's clearly signaling where they are willing to go and, in fact, where they're going with this, with their agenda, in their fight between the right and the left that she's talking about in that little speech. They're willing to brand Americans that care about America as founded, that want prosperity for all Americans, that want America to be great again. They're willing to brand these people as terrorists. That's how crazy they are. They're conditioning, their followers at least, to think of free speech as a weapon of war. They've weaponized free speech, that's for sure. They are at war against every tenet of liberty that we cherish in this country. Free speech, freedom of assembly. Remember churches are not essential, lock them down. But not the Walmart or the bars. Because they need the bars, you know, to be able to live with these people. The freedom to redress government with our grievances. J6 prisoners still rotting in jail without bail or trial. For almost 3 years now, freedom to question authority, freedom of conscience. You will not only recognize LGBTQ rights, you will afford to them special rights and privileges and special access to our children, and you will not only tolerate their lewd and evil behavior, you will celebrate it, and you will participate in their delusions. And they will deny to us free press, right? The government's going to presume to tell us what's true? You're going to trust the government to tell you what's true? Unbelievable. Talk about giving the hen house to the care of foxes, like Herod, whom Jesus called a fox. Politicians typically are, my friend. You can't trust them with the hens, the chickens that Jesus would call under his wings. These politicians greedily salivate over the power to control what we hear and say, to keep us in their hen houses till we're plump for their slaughter. They have replaced the old wicked doctrine called the divine right of kings with another one, as wicked, the divine right of government officials. They think they are right because they have power. They think might makes them right. But we will remind them of what Abraham Lincoln affirmed. Right makes might, and the auxiliary, truth, makes us free, and right makes fight. I'll conclude my first segment from some words from Thomas Jefferson, from Larson's good book, The Essence of Jefferson. Thank you, Larry. I appreciate this. On page 38, quote, "What country can preserve its liberties if its rulers are not warned from time to time that this people preserve the spirit of resistance? Let them take arms. The remedy is to set them right as to facts, pardon and pacify them. What signify a few lives lost in a century or two? The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It is its natural manure." End quote. Beware, my friend, as Bongino explained, the prisoner's dilemma. The prisoner fears personal harm and so hesitates to band together with fellow prisoners and charge the guards, whom they vastly outnumber. But this changes over time when the prisoner suddenly realizes they outnumber the guards and learn to what extent they can trust one another to stand with them. Many are putting up with this only because they don't know who's on their side. They look around, they wonder. This is where the church comes in. Actually, one of the many places. I've got to go to break, so hold on through the break, my friends. I'll be right back.
Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture, is available everywhere books are sold. Right now, you can get a 20% discount by going to booklocker.com. Some of you are very familiar with my bookstore, so you can get to booklocker.com from there. Go to books at dbp.com. Click on the book cover you see featured on the homepage, and when you click on the link to buy the book, you'll be directed to Booklocker, where you can get your 20% discount. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemy is on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. They weaponized the DOJ with the FBI investigating Trump voters, literally treating them under the rules that were used for handling terrorists, using the same tools they deployed against ISIS. Turning the weapons of justice against innocent American citizens. The deep state establishment uses proxies to extend their unconstitutional overreach into the lives of private citizens. They're testing our compliance, friends, to test our level of resistance, something Jefferson talked about. I mentioned it in the last segment. What country can preserve its liberties, said Jefferson, if its rulers are not warned from time to time that this people preserve the spirit of resistance? End quote. We must resist the devil, not assist him. And when he shows up in government, it is most certainly an imperative. I know that most of my audience are professing Christians, and you have regard for the Bible. And by the way, on that score, I would invite you to come out to our GAP conference, October 16 and 17. That's Monday night at 7 p.m. is when we begin. And we're going to have with us David Daniels. He worked alongside of Jack Chick. Many of you probably are familiar with the Chick publications. And they worked together for many years, 16, I think, or more. And he has carried on Jack's ministry today. Now, he's going to be our featured guest. And we'll be presenting truth concerning the Bible. How important it is that the church, which is the pillar and ground of the truth, hang on to the truth as its proper pillar. He and I will be answering a lot of questions revolving around this whole issue of versions and stuff like that. Also, if you have not yet got Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture, you can stop by our church. We have some inventory now. or you can go to our bookstore on our website and order it today. And I would recommend particularly chapters 12 to 14, where you will read a powerful explanation of the role of government in the lives of believers. We must stand in opposition to tyrants, to wicked rulers, and evil leaders. There's no example given in the Bible of believers kowtowing to wicked rulers. Not one. The opposite is true, consistently. If you're not a Christian, I wonder if you'd be interested in understanding why tyrants hate Christianity. I mean, they'll tolerate some other religions, but they hate Christianity. I understand Xi Jinping's wife has a particular loathing for Christians. Now, there's a reason the Spirit said in Psalm 2, the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing. The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together and they conspire. See, they take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. That translates Mashiach or Messiah. It's Christ saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Psalm chapter 2, 1 and 2. Now, the Bible teaches that the kings of this earth are commanded to kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and he perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Psalm 2, verse 12. And in Acts 4, the believers in that prayer meeting referenced this passage, showing that in context, it's in fulfillment today. We live in the time when Christ rules in the earth and the heathen reject it. You see, from the perspective of Christianity, and this is the rub, Jesus is Lord, not Biden, not Newsom, not Pelosi. Jesus is the only absolute authority, and he is an authority over them. And we are each one kings and priests unto God with soul liberty, with rights endowed to each of us directly from our Creator, and not bequeathed to us collectively by government largesse. You see, they demand an allegiance we cannot give them. They demand a subservience that we reserve only to our great and only potentate sovereign king. We have no king but Christ, no king but Jesus, as said Cromwell, and no Lord but Christ. We bow not our knee to their idols. Our knee is not theirs to command. Our necks are not theirs to yoke. We are free men in Christ, and our freedoms are warranted by the truth which makes us free. They don't like us because the spirit that operates in them knows what spirit operates in us. The prince of the power of the air, the spirit that works in the children of disobedience, Satan himself, well, that spirit knows the spirit that dwells in us and moves through us, the children of obedience, servants and disciples of Christ, who name the name and depart from iniquity, who come under the power and authority of a Lord other than them, a Lord over them, and a Lord that is opposed to them. And they get it. And even if many Christians do not, the world understands the fundamental essence of Christian faith. When the devils read Romans 13, they know exactly what it's saying. It took the Romans a while to kind of catch up to it all, but they finally figured out that the Bible teaches Christ is Lord, not Caesar. And that's when the Romans really began to bring down the persecution upon the Christians. Jesus rose again, declaring, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All power, that word power, it translates exousia, which means authority, right to rule. And that declaration tells us that Jesus Christ is the ultimate authority over all human rulers, because he has all power over heaven and earth. And he enjoys that power now. Ephesians 1:21 makes that very clear, that his name is above every name now in this world and in the world to come. The ordained powers are charged to execute wrath against evildoers and to reward the righteous in Romans 13. The devils know what is meant here, even if many Christians read it and are blinded to it by those same devils who know exactly what it actually means. Every devil knows that evil, mentioned here, is defined within the context of the Bible, where this charter of power is given. Every devil knows that the righteous are defined likewise by biblical precept and principle. They know this passage says that no government authority that operates contrary to God has legitimacy in the earth today because Christ has all power over heaven and earth. They know what the bands and cords of Christ are and understand well why they hate them. You see, the bands and cords of Christ rule on the earth are His Word and His Spirit, and these work together in perfect unity, making man free and reproving the evil deeds of the wicked. The reason they hate genuine Christianity is that genuine Christianity has made allegiance to Christ above any other man. And no man can rule them out from under God. And they hate anybody who is independent of them. That's the reason they hate genuine Christianity. Now, I need to conclude. Listen, I challenge every businessman listening to me, every city council person, our mayor, every medical professional. Don't become or let yourself be a proxy to the wicked, godless, CCP-controlled shadow government usurping our government agencies and extending the oppressive policies of the Chinese Communist Party into our land, infringing upon our constitutionally recognized liberties. Don't let Beijing attack the citizens of our city, using you as a proxy in their war against America. And a great place to draw the line is with these stupid masks. They don't protect you. Science proves that. The only reason they're pushing the mask thing is it's coming down from Beijing. It's preparing us to identify which of us will be compliant to go along with the imposition of oppression from China when, presumably, China takes over. It started with armbands in Germany upon the Jews, and it ended up in ovens. Well, you heard what Hillary said. You know what plan she has for you. Stand up to this effort to take America under tyranny. Our freedoms meant something to those who fought and died to protect them. I'm almost glad my father-in-law is not here to see what's going on here. A 5 Bronze Star, a medaled hero in World War II. And my good friend John Bullock, who really would never show me all of his medals, though he had a slew of them. Resting content in heaven in the arms of Christ, glad he's not here to see what has been done to his beloved America, the country he fought for, at great risk to his life during World War II. And now Newsom is injecting himself beyond his authority again. The first time trying to usurp authority over the church, whose head is Christ. And now this time meddling with the people's right of consent, and that's a biblically ordained right of the people. How dare that scoundrel, that wicked ruler, when he was mayor of Frisco, he despised the will of the people expressed clearly against homosexual marriage or same-sex marriage. And he granted same-sex marriage licenses in direct disobedience to the law of the land. That was an initiative that arose from the people of California. He despises the idea of people ruling. And he would dare to threaten Christians who oppose his wicked laws? May God judge him. I turn him over to Satan. Peradventure, he will learn to humble himself under the King, Jesus Christ the Lord. And that he will learn not to blaspheme using scripture, how dare he, to promote the murder of the unborn infant in the sanctuary of its mother's womb. Remember him doing that? And now he will arrogantly interfere with the people's right of consent by forbidding them to hand count ballots where they want to do so? He must protect the machines, you see, because those machines protect his power in this state. I've said it over and again. That's the hill these devils will die on. And if you have ears that hear and you noted the double entendre, it was meant. That is, in fact, the hill upon which their hold on California will finally die and the grip will be released. Expose the voter fraud and the use of these machines to perpetrate it, the theft of the people's voice in their vote. Newsom never regarded the voice of the people of California, and I have no regard for his. He has no authority from God. What authority he has stolen. He's a thief and a liar, just like his father, the devil. We must get a genuine, honest election in this state. Then we'll know where California really stands. But we've got to get rid of these wicked machines in order to know, truly, what California stands for. California, I think California's Trump country. Let's find out, shall we? I'll have to address Tucker's exposure of the genital mutilation industry, how it is rooted in the love of money. Who's surprised at that? And Biden's sudden flip on the immigration issue. Now all of a sudden he thinks it's time to build a wall. How about that? Now we got this awesome note from, I don't know who, one of our members sent it to me, and I thought it was really well done, but there's too much here, and I'm not going to be able to read it all. I've come to the end of my time. I'll just call the guy Anon, and I'll go over it Saturday night during my Comforting Council for the Present Distress, and you're all welcome to join us on our Facebook live stream. We'll be starting our Rumble live stream sometime next week. But anyway, it's called, I call it, What Time Is It? And we got it from Joni Green, a member of Lighthouse. And I'll call it What Time Is It? Or What Time It Is? But I'll tell you this as I close. My friend, it certainly is not time for you to line up for that stupid vaccine. I hope you're paying attention to what's coming down on that. And we'll discuss it Saturday night. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Call 1-805-314-2114. Leave me a message on our listener response hotline. Or go to brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage.net. Find the Contact Us button and send me an email. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless and save America. I will see you in church. And I will be in my pulpit Sunday with messages that I guarantee you are going to stir your soul and help strengthen your faith so that you can stand strong in this present distress. God bless you. See you in church.
They're back. That devilish manufactured disease. And they're already talking about forcing us to strap those dirty face diapers on our faces. If you believe in informed consent, here is the book that will help you. Let My People Breathe. Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture by medical professional Sarah Green, certified physician assistant, and theologian Dr. Jerry Scheinbach. Available wherever you buy your books. Let My People Breathe. Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture answers two questions. Do they work? Answer, no. The second question, answered by this important book, is what does the Scripture say about mask mandates? You'll get amazing clarity on questions like, what are the limits of human government? And how do we know when to stand our ground against government intrusion into our natural rights? Learn the biblical basis for resisting government intrusion into our medical choices, why our body does not belong to the government, and that God appointed to the individual responsibility for its care. That giving this to the government is literally to put government in the place of God. Don't replace the divine right of kings with the divine right of government. Get this book and get the truth that will make you free. Masks don't protect against viral infection. In fact, they make matters worse, and they signal surrender of your bodily autonomy to the government. If you insist on wearing one, make sure it's white, because you're raising the white flag of surrender to oppression. Does the Bible support a government mask mandate? Government did not create our body, and it does not have the authority to regulate our right to breathe. They say follow the science, but scientists disagree about public masking. The Bible speaks of science falsely, so-called. We should indeed follow true science. This book examines mask mandates from science and the Bible. 964 scientific articles examined. Zero support for masks. And scriptures make it clear. Government authority is limited. It doesn't have the right to interfere with our natural right to decide medical interventions or inalienable rights God has endowed to every human being. Science says the masks don't work. The scripture says government has no authority to interfere with your right to breathe. Get 20% off at booklocker.com using this discount code. Save 20. Let My People Breathe. Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and the Scripture is also available at barnesandnoble.com, walmart.com, Amazon, and elsewhere.